The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you have been hiding under a rock, well, we had another shakeup in college football yesterday, or on Saturday, I should say. Pretty unbelievable stuff, if you will. The Ohio State Buckeyes, playing with fire all season long, finally got burned, if you ask the Dorf Man. Notre Dame escapes, and I do mean escape, because thinking about it, Ohio State would have loved to have been in their position. Just getting by, winning by a field goal instead of losing by a field goal. But we got to shake up in college football, that's for sure. Jeff Rich, what do you think, man? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Dorf, man. Ohio State had every opportunity. The deck was stacked in their favor. Backup court, you have an NFL caliber quarterback that's not playing. You're at home. The weather's bad, and you just can't get it done against Michigan State. All the praise in the world due to Michigan State for pulling off the upset, however.
Yeah, I mean, they played a good enough game to win, obviously, as we all know. They do win 17-14 over the Buckeyes, and you know what? Bottom line is, they were playing with fire all year long, and they finally got burned, and that's kind of what I said about them. However, I did also think they deserved the respect because they hadn't lost a game, and they deserved to be number one until otherwise proven. Well, it happened, man. Michigan State got it done, and the Ohio State Buckeyes will probably be on the sidelines when it comes playoff time. Anyways, just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back to get into it on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And like we were saying in the opening, Ohio State does go down from those top four. Everybody else gets it done. Iowa gets it done, being number five. They would be the logical team to move up, but who knows with the way that they do the rankings now, Jeff. You saw Oklahoma State finally go down yesterday, and you know, or on Saturday, I should say. And they were a team to me that was way overrated, overhyped, and they were the best team that just hadn't lost yet, to be honest with you. And I don't think they were really that good, and they finally got exposed on Saturday. But truth be told, I think the biggest news would obviously be Ohio State and their lackluster performance. But Clemson gets it done. Like I said, Notre Dame barely gets it done, but they do get it done. Iowa wins. Everybody around them won. Alabama wins. We got ourselves a new top four, Jeff. Who do you think it is, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I think you definitely have to put Clemson and Alabama in, you know, one and two.
Yep.
You know, three, four, five, six, it's debatable. I mean, a lot of one-loss teams out there, a lot of teams to consider. I think that the way that Oklahoma's been playing lately, you know, despite the fact that they're not playing some of these Big 12 rivals at full strength, you know, they're not playing the same teams that, you know, started out 8-0, playing well in September and October. You know, they're kind of getting some taxi spots there.
Let me ask you something, Jeff. You know, with that being said, Oklahoma beats TCU. I don't really like what TCU did at the end of that ball game, personally. They had all the momentum. I understand. I get it. You know, they had scored the 16 points in the final quarter. They kind of had momentum. Would you have gone for two on that play, or would you have gone to put it into overtime?
Oh, you know what? I had a feeling that they were going to do it. You know, the rule of thumb is that you do go for the win on the road, but in that situation, and you know, and it's not second guessing, it's first guessing. You know, we talked about Brady Hoke going for two against Ohio State a couple of years ago, and you know, though it turned out to not work out, you know, I said that I thought that it was the right decision. In this case, I thought the TCU had all the momentum in the world. All they had to, you know, they were outplaying Oklahoma, and if they get that game into overtime, I think that they outlast them playing in that, you know, that inning by inning format.
Yeah, I mean, I was really shocked when I saw TCU going for two. Again, I know they had all the momentum. They scored all the points. They got themselves back in the football game. But then they kick themselves in the foot because, you know as well as I do, the conversion rate on two-point conversions is not that great. And whether or not you have momentum, I think they still have momentum if you kick the extra point. And like you're saying, I think that because of momentum and the way that they got things going, that they would have outlasted Oklahoma. I truly agree with you on that one. So,
well, and you look at the other side of the ball, you know, you got Baker Mayfield out of the game. Perrine and Mixon both were hobbled there in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, yeah, if you're Gary Patterson, I don't know why you don't just put it on your offense to outlast Oklahoma in overtime. I really don't.
Yeah, I was definitely shocked, to say the least, at that one. Iowa, what do you think about Iowa? I mean, look, I really haven't been impressed with them, to be quite honest with you. And I don't know if it's impressive that they beat Purdue, but it is impressive that they are 11-0 in a Big Ten that does have Ohio State and Michigan State, who they have yet to play.
They've got a big test in front of them. They got to, you know, they got to finish 12-0. They got to make the Big Ten championship, and they have to win that football game. And really, it's anybody's guess who plays in that game. Don't count, you know, Michigan State into that Big Ten championship just yet. They've got a test in front of them with Penn State. You know, it'd be interesting, you know, with the winner of Ohio State, Michigan standing by, watching that game, rooting for Penn State to, you know, for the right to, you know, win the Big Ten East title. So that's gonna, you know, that's gonna be very interesting. You know, Iowa, it's just tough to watch them because the teams that they're playing are just so bad, and you know, have already moved on to next year at this point of the season. So you have to believe that 11-0 was almost inevitable after they started 4-0.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, bottom line is we're talking about Big Ten football, and we're not talking about Ohio State at this point, really, other than the fact that they lost. We're talking about Iowa.
No, if they work their way back into that Big Ten championship, you know, and they, you know, they go in there and knock off an undefeated Iowa after beating a Michigan team, obviously, I think it's an interesting conversation. I just think that the losing so late in the season really serves as a detriment to Ohio State's chances to repeat.
Yeah, no, I really agree with you. I mean, look, we're not saying that Michigan State isn't a decent football team. They're a top 10 team in the country. However, you know, they have an interesting loss against Michigan earlier in the year, the win that they had against Michigan, but they also have the loss from earlier in the year as well. So, and I believe they lost to the Cornhuskers, if I'm not mistaken, and that is kind of a bad loss at this point. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Michigan State obviously wanted to come into this game with Ohio State unbeaten. I think that the Penn State game would be, you know, basically academic at that point. But now, you know, the screws are to them. The pressure's on. They do have to finish the job and go 11-1 in the regular season in order to get a chance to play that 13th, you know, game before the bowls and before the, you know, college football playoff field is determined. So it's a big game for Michigan State. You know, every game that every team plays, it's, you know, still content.
Hey, quickly, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the Pac-12 after dark. You know, I mean, look, Utah goes down.
Big game at this point.
Utah goes down to UCLA in the Pac-12 after dark. Think about that. You know, look, the Pac-12 is so all over the place. ASU destroys U of A in obviously what is a rivalry game. Last game for Berkovici at home actually looked all right. The ASU Sun Devils looked all right, too, putting up 52 points on U of A, Jeff.
Yeah, it's promising for the Sun Devils. I wish they'd wear their more traditional uniforms when they played rivalry games like that. Was, you know, seeing them in all gray for a, you know, for a territorial cup game was, you know, a little disconcerting. But I'll tell you what, Oregon is the best team in the Pac-12, and it's unfortunate that, you know, three losses really disqualifies you from playing in a tournament that really should just take the hottest teams.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, to be honest with you. I think you got to be rewarded on the body of work that you've done, too.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, but I think that the tide has turned as far as the way the committee looks at this. I mean, that, you know, Alabama loss to Ole Miss was immediately forgiven when the committee came out with its, you know, inaugural rankings.
I understand you there. I follow you. However, you know what? Oregon does have three losses, like you said. You're also talking about Alabama with one loss. There's a little difference there. And let's also face it, I don't care what anybody says, the Pac-12 caliber of football is not what the SEC caliber of football is either, Jeff. So with those two big things weighing on against Oregon, I kind of understand where Alabama does get put back up there. And you know what? If there's one thing that the rankings have done right, it's definitely Alabama. I'm sorry, but they are a very good football team that struggled early. And now that they have quarterback play that's tremendous and everything else going on, that's a very, very, very good football team, Jeff, at this point. So I think they got them correct, personally. I think Alabama should be in the top four.
You know, top four, I don't have a problem with. It was just immediately putting them at number one that, you know, was a little bothersome when there were so many undefeated teams. And, you know, what are we really weighing our SEC praise based on? Is it an Alabama win over Wisconsin in, you know, the over Labor Day weekend, or is it LSU going up to Syracuse and winning by 10? Really, what's the body of work for the SEC when they play out of conference? Or are we just judging them on reputation because they won 7 championships going up until 3 years ago and they haven't won it since, you know, since Alabama beat LSU, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, I mean, look, your point is well taken. However, again, you know, we'll have to see how it all shakes out again this year. You know, each year is different, as we all know. But I think Alabama's a good football team. I think Clemson's a good football team. And I've been kind of on Clemson all year. We didn't really talk about them much, but all they've done is win. They usually win pretty well, to be honest with you. So we didn't mention this, and I'm going to do this for Scott because I know he's a big Temple guy. 31-12 over Memphis, and they continue their winning ways this year, Jeff, too. 9-2, 6-1 in the American Conference, but really just playing a lot better football as Temple, the Owls, and we do have to give them a little love for Scott because I know he is always talking about them. And a team that doesn't deserve any love is Wisconsin, putting up 7 points against Northwestern. Man, that's dreadful to say the least. But anyways, quick pause for the cause. I'm going to return with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I haven't thrown it out there, by the way, today yet. If you want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to shoot us a message here on Twitter or follow us, It's at By Jeff Rich, and it's at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. A lot going on in the sports world. We're going to hook up with John Poulter, a professor of sports, talk a little baseball, a little hockey maybe, see what's going on with John. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Not too bad. It's been relatively nice here, actually, in the Valley, you know, 70s, low 80s. And, you know, I kind of miss that 100-degree heat because when it's, like, below 70, I'm actually freezing, which is kind of sad in itself. But for the most part, John, I really can't complain. I'm doing what I love. I'm talking sports.
Well, that's what it's all about. I'd probably do you a trade today because it's 36 degrees. It's fair, but there's a forecast of heavy rain in the next 90 minutes here in Toronto. So I suspect you're going to have a more pleasant afternoon than I am in terms of the weather.
Yeah, sunny skies, but a little windy out there, a little breezy. But, yeah, you're 100% correct in what you're saying. Let's get into it.
You know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with lake effect snow, but I've got a few friends that live in that area right off of Lake Erie. And I'm looking at backyard pictures on Facebook this morning, and it's just it's just so good to be out in the desert where it's a little chilly for our standards, but it's still nice and livable.
It's a great alternative, Jeff. Great alternative.
And I do know that the my hometown, Milwaukee, definitely got hit with a bunch of snow because I saw a lot of people talking about it. But, yeah, that's something that's in the past for me and Jeff, obviously, as well. We're desert rats now. But speaking of being desert rats, what's going on in baseball? I mean, obviously, as we all know, these sports never really take a break anymore. What are you hearing about Chris Davis, most notably?
Last I heard, Cardinals were making a bit of a push for him in terms of interest, and wouldn't that be an interesting pickup for a team with the depth and the power that the Cardinals have to have that talent playing at first base? It would surprise me a little bit, but you know, when I look at what he has done against American League pitching to move to the National League, where I think it's probably the general consensus that the pitching is a little weaker in the National League. You'd have to think that he would put up some pretty awesome numbers in the National League. That might be a little bit offset by the fact that Busch Stadium in St. Louis is a pitcher's park. It's a big, spacious park. But still, it would be interesting to see what he would play or how he would play and perform with some talent around him in terms of bats to protect him.
Well, and not only that, I'm just trying to think realistically here. Would this be the first time that they would have a really, well, I guess, you know, back in the day, Albert Pujols was a pretty darn good first baseman for them, and they've kind of been searching for a first baseman ever since, yes or no?
Yeah, they have. You know, they've tried guys like Alan Craig and two or three other guys there that have really sort of been stopgaps. I guess Mark McGwire was probably also a regular with them, sort of, I guess, right before Pujols. I guess in those days Pujols was dabbling a little bit over at third base as he established himself. But, yeah, it's been a while since they had some true power at first base. And that sort of tells me that they think that they have a very short window in terms of going for their next championship. We all know how good that farm system is and has always been, especially in terms of developing good, young, quality pitchers. So maybe it's time to spend a little money and go outside the system and bring in some power. Be an interesting fit, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us, breaking down some Major League Baseball. We know it's off-season time, but as you all know, things are always moving and going. The parts just never stop when we're talking about professional sports. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, John, Yasiel Puig, you know, all the promise in the world coming up through the Dodger system. You know, really hits a sophomore slump that he hasn't gotten out of. It looks like he's on the move. Where do you see him being a fit?
Well, I was reading an article this morning on MLB.com about that very thing, and I have to wonder if the Dodgers would even consider trading him right now. I guess if they had their socks blown off with an offer, they would have no option but to get rid of him. But I have to wonder if they sold him now, if they might be selling low, because he's been injured a fair bit. He's had these off-the-field issues. He hasn't really shown that he's a mature individual for somebody that's in his mid-20s. I'd have to think that a team like the Mets might be a good spot for him in terms of a fit and a team that had the money to pay him. And certainly the Mets have the young talent, specifically in the pitching line, that they could include in a package for Puig. But I'd be awfully careful if I was anybody taking on him at this time. I mean, I guess if the Mets feel that the Cespedes ship has sailed, they saw what a little bit of influx of power can do for them in a short period of time. Perhaps they would see Puig as a replacement for Cespedes on a full-time basis. And as I say, they may have the package, and I'm thinking primarily they might center something around a guy like Zach Wheeler, who sort of seemed to be the odd man out last year in terms of the Mets, partly because of injury. But the Mets have got all those good young quality arms. They can certainly afford to sacrifice one or perhaps two of them at this point, and that might be a deal that would work out well for both teams.
Hey, speaking of quality arms, David Price, what are the odds that he winds up being with the Chicago Cubs?
Well, I've said right from the word go that the four teams that I saw him as a fit were the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Dodgers, and the Giants, not necessarily in that order. I can see him going to Tampa Bay or to Los Angeles or Chicago because he has connections from his Tampa Bay days there. I could see him going to the Giants because they're building a good young team, certainly a position in terms of position players. They're building a good young team. They've got a lot of those guys locked up for the next 5 or 6 years after the signing of shortstop Brandon Crawford on Thursday or Friday of this week. I believe they've extended him for another 6 years. Their pitching staff was starting to get a little bit long in the tooth, so I can see him fitting in there. And if Greinke re-signs with the Dodgers, I think the Giants have to counter that, and perhaps Price is the way that they counter it. If, on the other hand, Greinke signs with the Giants, then the Dodgers have a hole to fill, so maybe Price fits in there. And the Cardinals, well, you know, the Cardinals are the Cardinals, as we've said, and they would always like another quality arm in that spacious ballpark. So those would be the four places that I would see him fitting in, but the Cubs seem to be the front runner now from everything we're hearing here in Toronto.
Hey, just out of curiosity, a team like Houston, the Astros, that kind of got close, you know, and they made some noise, what they haven't done in a pretty long time. What is something they need that could actually get them over the hump?
Well, they're looking for a closer, from what I can gather, and I gather they had some interest in Craig Kimbrell before Dave Dombrowski picked him up for the Red Sox for a good portion of his top prospects when that deal with San Diego was made about 10 days ago. The name that's being buzzed around is Aroldis Chapman. He is very much a rental player. I believe he would be a good fit. He would certainly fill out that bullpen, and he would back everybody else up one inning. And again, the Astros have built some good young talent in the farm system, and that's what Cincinnati would be looking for. So I what the market is, I don't know. I mean, Kimbrell had another 2 or 3 years of control when the Red Sox picked him up for four pretty good prospects. Chapman would be a rental player for one season, so the haul wouldn't be quite as good, but certainly in terms of a team that picks him up, they're going to have to be a team that has a relatively deep minor league system with some attractive prospects that the Reds can build around going forward. So my guess would be that he would be their number one target. Whether the money and the cost might, their cost in players might be a little bit rich for them is another story, but that would probably be the first shopping stop for them.
Hey, John, postseason awards were announced this week. You know, Cubs clean up, the Astros do pretty well. What are your thoughts, Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, MVP, any objections?
No, not really. I guess I have to give myself a bit of a pat on the back because if we rolled our tapes back to the first week of April, one of you asked me who I thought were the Cy Young candidates and who I thought were the MVP candidates. I was totally out to lunch on the Cy Young. I think I had Felix Hernandez and Adam Wainwright. We all know what happened there. And my picks for the MVPs were Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, and I had one first and one second. So I guess I kind of lucked out there, so I can't complain too much about those awards. But Chris Bryant, I think, was a shoo-in in terms of the National League Rookie of the Year. Carrera and Francisco Lindor were sort of 1 and 1A, and I suspect that the fact that the Astros won and got to the postseason might have been the swing factor there. Manager of the Year, John Madden, probably the odds-on favorite. If they've done the American League vote a month earlier, I think A.J. Hinch probably would have outlasted Jeff Banister, but the fact that Banister's team won from coming out of nowhere was probably the key there. Dallas Keuchel, runaway winner in the American League, as far as I'm concerned, for the Cy Young. Arrieta, yep. Great pick in the National League. So no dissatisfaction whatsoever. I was quite happy with everything that I saw.
Hey, John, as you can hear the music, means we're up against it. Goes too quickly, man, to be honest with you. Really appreciate your time. Have a great day curling. I know you got that coming up.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. And I know you guys haven't touched on NBA basketball yet today, but when you get to that spot, one of the things maybe you can talk about is what are the odds that Philadelphia gets a win before Golden State?
Good call. Good call. John Poulter.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Sounds good. John Poulter, Professor of Sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thinking of adding some insulation to control those utility bills this winter? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping you comfortable while you do it right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set polyurethane construction adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
There are nearly 60 million homes in the U.S. that are under-insulated, so it's a safe bet that a few of you have thought about adding some of the fluffy stuff to your attic or basement to rein in heating costs this winter. This is a job that's very do-it-yourself friendly because it requires no special tools or skills. However, fiberglass insulation is anything but friendly to your skin. That's why manufacturers tell you to wear long sleeves, gloves, and safety glasses when you install it. But here's another tip to prevent that itchy irritation. Spread a little baby powder on any area where your skin is exposed, around your neck and on your wrist between your gloves and shirt sleeves. The powder keeps the fibers from sticking to your skin, making the job a lot easier on you. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Follow us on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and at Sports Byline USA. A lot to talk about, so much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. we are going to continue and we're going to move on. And now we're going to hook up with Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box. And I'll be honest, I look forward to talking to Seth each week because we never know what the heck is going on in college football from week to week now because teams lose more often than not and upsets happen. And we had that in the top four yesterday with Ohio State on Saturday, I should say, going down on Saturday to the Michigan State Spartans. Sparty got it done. It was a Sparty party. Notre Dame gets it done barely. Alabama wins convincingly. Clemson wins relatively convincing. Oklahoma wins in a strange way against TCU. Florida, we haven't even mentioned them. They win over Florida Atlantic. What a joke that is that they went to overtime. But let's not get carried away, and let's welcome in Seth Marenblum from Campus Press Box. Seth, good morning, man.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, you can tell I'm fired up about college football. Look, Ohio State, I've been saying it all year. They're playing with fire, and they finally got burned by Michigan State. With that being said, Oklahoma State, they were a fraud. We all knew that, and that was finally exposed. I think that there's just a lot – like we've been talking about, and this is a common word, but there is so much parity in college football today. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I mean, for starters, how about that celebration that the Michigan State kicker treated all of us to? That was just great, and I think that's really what college sports is all about. You know, seeing that kind of emotion from that player. That was just incredible. It was like, you know, just air guitar at the most extreme level. The reason he was celebrating, I just didn't see how Michigan State was going to go into Columbus before that game was played and pull out the win, especially with Connor Cook not playing. And I think they were playing kind of a combination of a second and third string quarterback, against Ohio State and on the road. That is just a phenomenal coaching job by D'Antonio to me.
Agree 100%. That's an excellent call. I mean, look, everything was put in Ohio State's favor. They had the weather. They had, like you said, backup quarterbacks, maybe second and third. They're playing at home. You know, they've got a lot on the line, let's face it, whether they're in or out of the playoff most likely. So you would have thought that Urban would have had those guys ready. And at this point, I don't know, man. I'm beside myself as to what's going on there with Ohio State. How in the world were they able to put it together last year? That's really what I'm questioning right now.
Well, I'm gonna put you know my Ezekiel Elliott hat on for a moment. I think everybody saw his little Twitter rant and what he was saying after the game of basically calling the coaches out on his lack of utilization in that game. Pretty brave of him to do that. I think because there are still games yet to be played. You know, but I agree with him. It was something that I was personally complaining about going all the way back to, you know, Ohio State's game against Virginia Tech at the beginning of this year. I mean, they won that game, but I think Ed Warner is their offensive coordinator. I believe it's either him or Tim Beck. I get the two confused. But in that game against Virginia Tech, you know, Elliott basically wasn't being used. And I mean, Elliott is just a beast in that offense. And
yeah,
Seth,
this is really never a group that's really clicked on offense. I mean, they were mm-hmm. beating the likes of Minnesota by scoring 28 points. Hey, let's look at the Big Ten from a more big picture perspective. Who has an easier path to the college football playoff? I mean, you got to assume that neither team could lose again, but Michigan State or Iowa, I mean, who is more likely to be in if they win out?
Well, I think it would be the Iowa simply because if they went out, they're undefeated. You know, they're undefeated in, you know, a Power 5 conference, and, you know, being undefeated in the scenario we're talking about would include having won the Big Ten championship game. I think Michigan State would, I think that they might need a little bit of help along the way and maybe, you know, would not control their own destiny to the same degree that Iowa would.
That's a good point. Does Oklahoma slip into the top four? Look, I think the way that TCU lost that football game was awful, was atrocious. Personally, I would never have gone for the two-point conversion in that situation. I know they had all the momentum, but Jeff and I talked about this earlier. They probably would have outlasted Oklahoma in the overtime if they would have gotten there, you know, making the extra point and going into overtime. Instead, they try to pull it off on the road. That helps Oklahoma immensely because that's a victory for them. It's a loss for TCU. But with what happened with Ohio State losing, that even impacts that more, yes or no?
Yeah. I more or less agree with that. I think if I'm pretending to be Gary Patterson, you know, I'm thinking, all right, if I lose this game or win this game, TCU, you know, we're still not in the college football playoff picture.
Yep.
At this point, you know, it seems like as the year has gone on, there's been a bit of animosity between Stoops and some of those other programs in the Big 12, and I could see where this was Patterson kind of letting his ego get the best of him a little bit and just trying to stick to Stoops and just trying to knock Stoops out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. You know, with that being said, Baylor, you know, they're doing it now with their third-string quarterback, I believe. They get a nice victory on the road. They're on the outside looking in. Florida, what do you make of them?
Florida. I think we've talked about this maybe last week, maybe even prior to that, you know, about just where does Florida fit in to this whole thing. And I thought they were, I didn't think they were frauds, but I didn't think that they were as legitimate as some of these other teams that were in the college football playoff ranking. You know, they're kind of who I thought they were, to be honest with you, but I didn't think that they would have struggled with Florida at Atlantic. I really didn't. You know, but there's a lot that is missing in the SEC East as just an entire division right now. When you look at Florida's game against Florida Atlantic, when you look at Georgia's game against Georgia Southern, and something has to happen there for that division to get their mojo back, really.
Yeah, no, I agree. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, you look at the playoff picture, you have to figure Alabama's going to take care of Auburn, and based on what we saw Florida, they're going to take care of Florida, so they've got their spot in the tournament. Basically, you look at Clemson; they've got South Carolina and, you know, probably North Carolina. You know, you don't figure they're going to struggle with South Carolina after they lost to the Citadel. North Carolina, what kind of team is North Carolina? Are they any good? I mean, they've got the loss at the beginning of the season, but that feels like it was 2 years ago, that game in Charlotte against Steve Spurrier and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that, you know, last night, Jeff. That, I mean, I wasn't impressed with North Carolina when they played South Carolina, because I thought it was a game between two teams who were mediocre at best, and I kind of ran my mouth off about that on Twitter. But now, you know, what Larry Fedora and Gene Chizik, you know, really. They really seem to have North Carolina, you know, playing really, really well, and there's been improvement from, you know, the start of the season against South Carolina up until this point. You know, I know they had a nail biter against Virginia Tech, but I mean, it's, you know, Beamer's farewell party. There's a lot going on there. You know, they're not named Miami, they're not named Florida State, you know, but they're in the ACC, and I think that lack of name recognition right now is clouding people's judgment as far as just what kind of team may really be lurking there.
You know, speaking of name recognition, Jeff mentioned this a little earlier about Oregon and them being the best team in the Pac-12 right now. And, you know, we've talked about the Pac-12, as you said, Pac-12 after dark, and with what goes on there is so crazy from week to week. Do you feel the same way about Oregon? That's a team with three losses. I think they're good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're necessarily best in the pack. I think the best in the pack is Stanford, but I could very well be wrong.
I completely agree with you. I think Stanford right now is the best team in the Pac-12, but what we're seeing from Oregon, you know, as of this weekend, I think we see Vernon Adams, you know, beginning to understand that offensive system that he stepped into at the beginning of the year, and it took him a bit longer to get to Oregon and to start to absorb that offensive system. So I think what we're seeing is, you know, Vernon Adams' progression and what we could be looking at from Oregon next year with him having a full understanding of that offense.
That's a fair statement, I would say. And, you know, looking ahead, you know what, Oregon is going to be pretty tough, I would think. And, you know, A-State gets it done against U of A in the rivalry game there. Not really surprised about that. Utah, I mean, what's happened to Utah?
That's a great question, and I honestly don't know. I expected more from them this year. I mean, going into the year, I didn't have them picked to win the Pac-12, but, you know, I still expected more from them. I mean, I don't know if it's a case of, you know, all of these open jobs and Kyle Whittingham being a coach who, you know, in the recent past has proven to be the type of coach who's willing to listen to lots of different offers. I don't know if that's part of the issue there right now, but, you know, they're not quite what we all thought they were going to be.
No, I agree. Jeff, ask one final question to Seth.
Hey, what's the most important game we have left? I see Stanford, Notre Dame. I see the Bedlam matchup, between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Florida State could have some intrigue to it. Plenty of Big Ten games remaining. Any game that really sticks out that's going to define the field for the college football playoff in 2016?
I would pick that Stanford Notre Dame game because it seems like the national conversation right now is between Notre Dame and Oklahoma, and which one of those teams belongs in that top four of the playoff structure. And I think if Notre Dame beats Stanford, I think that gives their resume a huge, huge boost. I mean, they already get a boost because they're Notre Dame, but if they can get that win against Stanford, I think that becomes a real differentiator between them and Oklahoma, especially when you wrap all of it up in the bias that is there against the Big 12.
Hey, great stuff as always, Seth. Really appreciate your time. And you know what, as this thing keeps unfolding, it's better and better to talk to you week in and week out, man, because it's pretty unbelievable what's happening on the field.
Good stuff. Love being here.
Hey, Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us as he does each and every week. We'll be right back to wrap this hour up. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Welcome back. It is Waterfall Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, to be quite honest with you. And Jeff, we haven't even touched on this yet, but John Poulter kind of made it, kind of brought it to my head. You know, Philadelphia has not won a basketball game yet in the NBA. And on the other side, Golden State has yet to lose. So I think the real question is who's going to – what's going to happen first? Does Golden State drop one or does Philadelphia win one? And then the other thing I got to say, and it hurts because it's going to hit home with me, I would have to say that the Milwaukee Bucks are the most disappointing thing so far in the NBA.
It's possible. Yeah, you know, we've seen them play at their best. We've seen them play not so well. You know, as far as the unbeaten and winless question, I think that the undefeated streak of Golden State is something by design. I think Philadelphia can catch somebody on a, you know, on an off day going in there. And, you know, I think they'll pick up their first win before Golden State loses on Christmas Day.
You know what? The bottom line, because they play Cleveland, I guess, is what you're trying to say there.
Well, I mean, is that who they're playing on Christmas Day? Because, you know, that's where I predict that first loss coming.
I have no idea, but that would be funny if it is. Anyways, hour number one in the books, man. So hour number two on the horizon. We've got Fred Wallen who will be joining us. Always interesting to hear what he has to say about those Los Angeles Lakers. And, you know, they're actually not in the cellar right now, which is somewhat surprising. But, oh, well. It is what it is, man. It's sports, and we love talking to them. Jeff Rich, like I said, this hour and hour two. Fred is on the horizon, so we'll have him in just a moment. But keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back with another hour of sports talk for you here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.